Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, board members have been visiting each of the seven counties in the region to learn about local growth, financial, and transportation concerns. This morning, they were in Hillsborough County to meet with the city and county leaders at the County Center in downtown Tampa. Last week, some members of TBARTA traveled to the cities of Charlotte, Dallas, and Denver to see how those communities have created their successful mass transit systems. Hillsborough County Commission Chair Ken Hagen is a member of the TBARTA board. On Monday, Hagen praised the progress of his county's transportation task force.
Last year, the task force recommended and the county commission approved a $500 million short-term capital program, which is multimodal, to address many of our short-term needs.
Lewis Miller is the executive director of the Tampa International Airport. He said plans for an airport expansion include the addition of a new terminal and runway by 2015. The airport is committed to having light rail run directly through the airport with stations at the terminals, according to Miller.
The beauty of it is it can get through the airport. It's doable. And the Aviation Authority Board has committed. We won't do anything in our planning or building to stop this from happening. We won't do anything that will block this right away from being there.
Hillsborough Area Regional Transit, or HART, CEO David Armijo, pointed out that HART's ridership has increased 25% in the last 4 years. He suggested that HART should expand Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT. But Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio interrupted Armijo's presentation to say that according to what she learned in Charlotte, he was actually referring to an express bus service and that BRT is only when there's a designated lane just for buses.
I think that historically, Bus Rapid Transit has been promoted by people in this community who don't want to see light rail. But they don't want to be seen as people who are just naysayers, so they'll say, I'm not for light rail, but I'm for Bus Rapid Transit. Well, Bus Rapid Transit, in the way, at least its way is being talked about in Hillsborough County, is nothing more than an express bus system. It will ride on the same clogged roads, the Fletchers, the Nebraska Avenues, there's no difference. And it'll be called an express bus service, but in no way does that get us to where we need to be. Now, can it be part of a larger picture? I mean, I do think that the day we go to referendum with the public for light rail, it's got to be light rail and an expanded bus system.
Iorio said she was not interested in spending $40 million on express bus routes.
I frankly don't think it's a good expenditure of monies. I'm not on the Heartline board, but I wouldn't be for it if I were on the Heartline board. We've got to be smart in how we spend our transit dollars. And yes, we do have to expand our bus system and make it better, but let's just call it what it is. It's going to be an express bus service, and it's going to sit in the same traffic that everyone else is sitting in. Of course, you don't have to drive and get agitated. You can read the paper or be on your BlackBerry or whatever you want to do, but it is not going to have its own lane, and it's not going to whiz by the cars.
Armijo said that by November, HART's Route 30 between downtown Tampa and the airport would increase its frequency to every 15 minutes. One challenge that Tampa Bay faces is that there are seven different transit agencies in the region, TBARTA Vice Chair and Pinellas County Commissioner Ronnie Duncan said.
One of the several threads of commonality amongst Charlotte, Dallas, and Denver was the fact that even though they are multi-jurisdictional and they serve not only one county but multiple counties and multiple cities, they started out, which I think was one of their ways of being successful early on, they started out with one bus operation, one transit company. As opposed to the seven that we have in this region. So this board's going to have to, we're going to have to wrestle a little bit with how that all fits in and how we assimilate all seven into this plan, because it is clear to me, at least, that it's essential that we have that partnership with in the local communities in order for us to move this regional connectivity forward.
Interim Executive Director of the Hillsborough County Metropolitan Planning Authority, Ray Chiaramonte, said that the Tampa Bay region was one of only two of the 30 largest metropolitan areas in the country that does not have light rail, and it's in the works in the only other one, Detroit. There is no truth to any of the excuses put forward for why the region around Tampa could not support mass transit, according to Chiaramonte.
We're the only city, really, that does not have rail out of these cities mentioned. Comparable central city densities, many times we hear we don't have the density here. We are just as dense, our central city, as any of these other areas. Some are not as dense, some are a little bit denser. We're certainly in the radar screen, and with the growth within the city of Tampa, it's only getting denser. You see that it'll be about 3,600 people per square mile by 2025. We're the 13th largest television market, 19th largest metro area, and that's not talking about the greater Tampa Bay area, that's talking about just the four-county metro area.
Chiaramonte said that the cost of the ongoing project of adding lanes to I-275 through Tampa will be $700 million, so a similar investment in a rail system would be worth it, in part because of how accessible it would be.
Within 1 mile of the stations in our 2050 concept plan, 34% of the households would be within 1 mile, 49% of the jobs.
A regional transit system could begin with a starter light rail project in Tampa. The Tampa Rail Project could be 21 miles of light rail powered by electricity and fed by up to 2.5 times the bus service as currently exists. Tampa Mayor Pam Maiorio said that citizens might be able to vote on a referendum to fund the starter project as soon as 2010, and the first leg could be completed as soon as 2018.
I very much over the next several years will be promoting as the starter line the USF New Tampa area to downtown, downtown to West Shore, and then probably starter number two is West Shore through the airport. Maybe that won't be the very first starter line to the airport, but it should come right after that, and it should connect West Shore to the airport. The airport's actually done a lot of great work, as we saw today, in preparing for light rail. You know, I just came back from this trip, and one thing is very, very clear to me. If we don't get on this right now and work to build light rail, we're going to be left behind in a cloud of fumes from these other cities.
There was room on the agenda for public comment, but no members of the public chose to speak at the meeting. The next TBARTA board meeting will be at 9:30 a.m. on June 27th at the Tampa Bay Golf and Country Club in San Antonio. You can learn more at tbarta.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.